Morning, everybody. I guess we'll use a non-fancy Gemara today. Unlucky for us. Okay, so apparently you guys are holding by Timura Chafav. Rabbi Spitz said he did the Mishnah but didn't start the Gemara.
Yes.
We can quickly breeze through the Mishnah if you'd like to refresh your memories. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Harezo Timuras Ola Timuras Shlamim. Okay, so we're going to get to, when we're going to discuss at length, all these different permutations of what can happen if someone tries to put two kedushos together or two temuros together on one animal. So the Mishnah says if you had the following case where someone said, this animal is temuras ola temuras shlamim. Now, we're not talking about a case where this is meaningless. We're talking about where he actually has the ola and the shlamim both sitting there in front of him, meaning it's going to be a real temura case. It's not just like he's saying words. There's actually a shlamim here, an ola here, and the third animal there. He says, Harezo temuras ola temuras shlamim. Okay, so that was the first case. Says the Mishnah, Harezo temuras ola. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion, of Rabbi Meir, that it becomes a temuras ola. The first one that you said, okay, tofes lashon rishon, as the Gemara is going to call it, he says that that's what happens here, and therefore it becomes fully a temura of an ola. Okay? Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, well, it depends. Im lachen niskavin tchila, ho'il v'yefshar likros beis jemos kachas divarav kayamim. Says if this was really his intention, right, that he's trying to put both names on it, then in fact, yes, it's going to become half a temuras ola and half a temuras shlamim. And in that case, it's going to have to graze until it gets a mum, and then you can sell it and, you know, bring with the money half a half a temuras shlamim and half a temuras ola. Okay, that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion.
It's a cheaper one of each.
Well, it's a half a half. Right? You use half the money, and, I mean, yeah, you'll end up with cheaper animals. Right. Yes. And finally, v'im misha amart, however, the Mishnah says, v'im misha amart temuras ola nimlach, if however, Rabbi Yossi says, really, I mean, obviously, Rabbi Meir will agree to this, but Rabbi Yossi says as well, if when he said temuras ola, then why did he say temuras shlamim afterwards? Because he regretted it and he changed his mind. If, right, so v'imish amar temuras ola nimlach v'amar temuras shlamim. If he says temuras ola, temuras shlamim, then in that case, harezu temuras ola, Rabbi Yossi will tell you that yes, it's considered to be fully a temuras ola, just like Rabbi Meir did. So that was the Mishnah of yesterday. We've sort of established what the realities are. Now we can look through some of the logic in the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yossi says in the name of Yochanan, Hakol modim ba'omer tachol zo ve'achar kach tachol zo, divrei hakol tefos lashon rishon. He says, okay, so let's set some parameters here. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yossi in the name of Yochanan, everybody agrees. Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, and really anybody else that wants to join the discussion, as we'll see, there may be a sheet of the Rabbanan later on, but there really isn't, that in a case where someone said, I would like the Temuras Ola Kedusha to first go on this animal, and then afterwards I'd like the Temuras Shlamim Kedusha to go on this animal, everybody agrees that we only follow the first Kedusha. Okay, and it's only going to be the Temura of the Ola. Okay? Right? If someone says, however, continues the Gemara, continues Rabbi Yitzchak Rossi, Rabbi Yochanan, lo tachal zo, ela im kein chal sa zo, tarvaihu kadshi. Okay? If, however, the person says, I only want the Temuras Ola Kedusha to have effect, if the Temuras Shlamim Kedusha also has effect, then everybody would agree that tarvaihu kadshi, that again, you're dealing with a half-half case, like we said in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yossi. Even Rabbi Meir would agree to that. That's everybody agrees. Finally, Ella, right? Lo nechleku, they only argue Ella kagon Mishnah Sein, like the case of our Mishnah. D'amar, temuras ola temuras shlamim. Where you said temuras ola temuras shlamim. What's the machlokes, explains Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yossi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Der Meir savar mida havale lemeimar temuras ola ushlamim. V'amar temuras ola temuras shlamim. Since, says Rabbi Meir, you could have said Temuras Ola Ushlamim. What are you extending your language by saying Temuras Ola Temuras Shlamim? Says Rabbi Meir, that sounds like sort of a stop to me. That sounds like we're not combining the two Kedushos together. It's like you first said one and then you said the other. So therefore, says Rabbi Meir, right? It's going to be like the case where you said first this one, then this one. Okay? V'Rabbi Yossi Savar, and again, there's a lot of girsas going on here, as you're going to see, especially at the Aleph and Girsav Rashi. We're just going to read the Girsa of the Gemara for now. Again, we might put light changes from the Bach here, from the Gra here, but most of the extensive editions we're not going to read.
But there is no Kedusha on Kedusha. You have to do one Kedusha at a time, and you can do another Kedusha on the same one. How can you say Murat Olav Shlom?
So we're not saying that it's actually going to have the full sanctity of both of these. Even in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says it's going to only end up with a case of half and half, and in none of these cases can you bring it as a korban.
Not that.
It's just what the person's thinking. The person didn't come to Daf Yomi with you and learn this. So he thinks he might be able to do all sort of tricks. Ah, I can bring it like this. In fact, the Gemara is even going to give that as a rationale later on, right now, actually, right? For Rabbi Yossi Savar, Iamar Tumuras Ola Ushlamim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can't say that if someone says Tumuras Ola Tumuras Shlamim, it's like he said, I want it to become a Tumuras Ola, then a Tumuras Shlamim. Why? Because if had he said just Tumuras Ola Ushlamim, the person himself, who's a shtikalam ha'aretz, Havamina, would have thought, Kedusha v'ena kreva. Then in that case, it's going to get the Kedusha of both of these, and he would think, in that case, if I say Tumuras Ola Ushlamim, I can't bring it as a korban, right? Because it has the two different korbanos. He thinks, however, if he says Tumuras Ola Tumuras Shlamim, then he will be able to bring it as a korban. That's what he thinks. He's wrong, but that's what he thinks. Kamash Malan, that no. So therefore, in this case, it's simply a disagreement between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi as how should we view what he's saying here. Should we view it as a one after the other, or should we view it as an attempt of the person to simply say they should both take effect on the same animal at the same time? All clear? Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Or Vehatanya, however you want to read it. Ha'omer behemazu chetzia tumuras ola vechetzia tumuras shlamim. So we've got a brisa now. Someone said, you may find this familiar. If someone says this animal is half a tumuras ola and half a tumuras shlamim, kula tikarif ola divar mir says, you said ola first, so the whole thing becomes an ola, doesn't matter where you're saying half. Vechachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, no, tira ad shetistaiv, it's a case where it will be half and half, and therefore the animal will have to graze until it gets a mum, vitimaker, and then it'll be sold, v'yavi v'dmei chetzia tumuras ola, v'dmei chetzia tumuras shlamim. And again, just what we said with Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, that again, you should have to use the money towards these tumuros. I'm Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says, im lekach nischavin mitchila, ho'el v'yafshel lahotzi shnei shemos kachas devarav kayamim. And Rabbi Yossi says what he said in the Mishnah, if this was his original intention, to try to put both Kedushos on it, since you cannot, again, have two full Shemos on the animal at once. So therefore, what he says works, and therefore the animal is going to be a half and half animal, and you're going to have to do what the Rabbanan said. Asks the Gemara the obvious question, Rabbi Yossi, hainu Rabbanan? Then they're literally saying the same thing. What are you bringing in the sheet of Rabbi Yossi after Rabbanan? It's the same idea. Says the Gemara, no, simple answer, Kula Rabbi Yossi Katani La. In fact, it was all Rabbi Yossi. That there wasn't really, the Rabbanan was almost imaginary here. The opinion of the Rabbanan that we cited was actually the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, and we also cited it sort of in a different way from Rabbi Yossi afterwards, but really it was all the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Tanya Idach, another Braisa. Behema chetzia ola vechetzia chatas. Now we drop the Tmura part. We had an animal which is supposed to be half an ola and half a chatas, as Rabbi Meir's, you know, used to saying, Tikariv Ola Divar Rabbi Meir. It's all considered an Ola. Rabbi Yossi Omer Tamus. Rabbi Yossi says it has to die. Anybody know why it has to die? Did the other one have to die because it was half and half?
Because she's Mikheva.
We're getting closer. I guess I remember this because I was, what?
Chatas that you can't bring has to die.
Yeah. Right? And you're not even right. Eino mechayev chatas. That's what Rashi says. I was going to say, this is something we talked about the Chamesh Chataos Mesos about 2 weeks ago when I was last here. Yeah. So I remember it, but you guys have already had two blot of real Gemara in between. I mean, sorry, 2 weeks of blot. 14 blot. Okay. Says the Gemara. Yossi Amar Tamos that he says it has to die because, again, it has some sort of chatas mixture in it, and therefore you cannot bring it. Vishavin, and they agree. If you flipped it around now, okay? So Reb Meir, who was originally of the opinion, says the first one works, and Reb Yossi says they both take effect, says the Braisa, Vishavin, they agree, they both agree that if you say Chetzia Chatas first, and then you say Chetzia Ola, they both agree that it should die. Why? Because Reb Meir says you take the first one, And Rabbi Yossi still says it's a half-half what you need to let die. Says the Gemara, shuffin money. Who's this talking about? Rabbi Meir, you're coming to tell me a chiddush? If you say chatas first, Rabbi Meir says it has to die? Pshita, that's obvious. Right? Rabbi Meir literally says, you just take the first thing that you said. So what kind of chiddush is it that the Brisa has to tell us? They both agree. Mahu de tema, says the Gemara. I love the ashma inan hava mina time of the Rabbi Meir love mishum tefos lashon rishon. He says, because if you wouldn't have told me this, I would have thought that Rabbi Meir's reason was different. It's not because of Tfos Lashon Rishon, Alhainu Tama, Chatas Me'ureves Kreva. Says the Gemara, what we would think to be a big Chiddush, that in this case, maybe Rabbi Meir would be of the opinion that it's a Chatas mixture, meaning where you have two Kedushos, the Kedusha of Chatas and the Kedusha of Ola, that you'd actually be allowed to bring that. That's what you would have thought was the opinion of Rabbi Meir in a bubble. Meaning, just looking at this brice alone. I think if we'd look at the other brices in Mishnayos, it would be hard to imagine that it's not his shita. And says the Gemara, that's where the Gemara is bringing it down in this context, right? Chatas me'urevet kreva, that's what you might have thought. Va'afilu ki amar chetzia chatas, v'chadar amar chetzia ola kreva. And you would have even thought that when he says half it's a chatas and half it's an ola, that maybe, according to Rabbi Meir, you could actually bring this as a karban. Kamash malan, delo. Teaches you that no, Rabbi Meir's reason is, as we assume the entire time, that it's all about Tfos Lashon Rishon, that you follow the first thing that was said, even if you only said it was a half, he says the full Kedusha will fall on that animal, no matter what you said. If you said half an Ola, then it becomes a full Ola. If you said half a Chatas first, then it becomes a full Chatas and has to die. Any questions? Good. Or bad. That means that everybody's lost. Tanya Idach, we learned another Vraisa. Amar behema zu chetzia ola v'chetzia shlamim. Okay, so another case, no temuras anymore. This animal is half an... Yes?
I have a question. In this last case, I don't understand it. If he says it's tapas lashon rishon and chatas was first, and we ignore the ola,
yeah.
So why couldn't you just bring the chatas?
Because you're not chayav one. You didn't do an avera.
Oh.
You're a perfect person. Yes. No, if in fact you was chayav a chatas, I think that would be the case. I think it would. Good question now. Says the Gemara. Okay. Right? Tanya Idach. Amar Hemazu Chetzi Ola V'Chetzi Shlamim. You've got a half Ola, half Shlamim. Kedusha Ve'eno Kreva. In such a case, it would be considered holy, but you can't bring it as a carbon because it's a mixture. And Osa Temura, you can actually make a Temura out of this half-half animal. Utmuraso Kayotze Bo. And the Temura will have the same status of Kedusha Ve'eno Kreva, that you cannot bring it as an actual carbon, but it has this Kedusha. Says the Gemara, Mani, which opinion is this? Rabbi Yossi, he. It's obviously Rabbi Yossi, right? Is it going to be Rabbi Meir? No. Is Rabbi Meir going to be talking about a half and half animal? No. He says the Tfos Lashon Rishon, right? So Rabbi Yossi says you have this half-half animal. It is Kedusha Ve'eno Kreva, and you can make a Temura from it, which is also Kedusha Ve'eno Kreva. Says the Gemara, Pshita, the Kedusha Ve'eno Kreva. Says, it's obvious. Obviously, it's going to have Kedusha, but can't be brought. How could he possibly bring this half-half animal? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why we told you this. It's for the chiddush of the Temura. Temura says, we need it for the case of Temura. Dimahu detemanehi dehilo karva. Temura sati karev. You might have thought that even though it itself cannot be brought, maybe its Temura will somehow magically, and we'll get to this in the Gemara in a moment. I know you're all staring at me with laser beams, right? That you would think even though it can't be brought as a karban, maybe its Temura can be brought as a karban by some magical reason. Kamash Malan, this case in the Brisa comes to teach us, Maishnahi de lo karva dehavile kedusha dechuya, just like it itself cannot be brought because it has kedusha dechuya. Kedusha dechuya means that both of these kedushos that we have of the chetzia ola and chetzia shlamim are really not just inadequate because they are half, but those kedushos themselves are lacking in some manner. And therefore, neither of them has the ability, even though if you might be able to render the animal a tmura, even perhaps by saying, I want it to be a tmura just of this half of the animal, even if you were to say that, says the Gemara, no, it's coming from a kedusha dechuya, it's coming from almost like a damaged kedusha, where even channeling that part of the kedusha will not be enough to make this an animal that can actually be brought as a tmura.
Rejected?
Rejected is the right word, technically, but I mean... It's hard to sort of explain it in those terms. But yes, that's what dechuya we generally mean, means pushed off or rejected.
Yeah.
Right? So, tmurasa nami mikoch kedusha dechuya kaasya. So, the tmura which you make is also coming from, again, this weakened, rejected kedusha, and therefore you can't bring it either. And again, possibly, even if you said, I want the tmura of part of this animal, meaning of just the you know, shlamim kedusha. To go on it, then it still might be. This is Rashi Tosfos, you know, trying to figure out what was the havamin of the Gemara in the first place. It's tough to say, but this seems to be the final line of the Gemara. Any questions before we move on to a really bizarre case? Okay. No, I guess. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, it says, Behema shel shnei shutvin, not quite the really bizarre case yet. It's a case after this, really. Behema shel shnei shutvin, if you had an animal of two partners, hikdish chetzia shelo, so the animal is owned partially by me, partially by you. I take my half and I makdish it. Okay, what did I do now? Essentially nothing. I mean, in terms of I gave half the animal's worth to Hektish, but you can't do anything with the animal because the animal is still partially owned by you. V'chazer v'lakach chetzi acheres. Now I buy the other half from you. And then v'yigdisha, I makdish that. Kedusha v'eina kreva. Surprisingly, says the Gemara, it's another case of kedusha v'eina kreva where the full animal has kedusha, presumably a vedek habayis, right? That's what we're talking about here. You're makdish it. And v'osa tumura, and you can make a tumura from it. Utmurasa kayotze ba. And the tumura, again, will also have the status of kedusha v'eina kreva. Why? Because you're makdish both halves on separate occasions when you didn't own the other half. So says the Gemara, Shma mina tlas, we're going to learn three rules from this. Shma mina kedushas damim nidche. Number one, we learn the rule of kedushas damim nidche. In this case, that this, even though here it's just talking about kedushas damim, we're not actually being makdish the animal itself, but actually the worth of the animal, we're saying that has the ability to ruin the animal forever. Okay, to reject the animal forever, even though we're not dealing with a case where you're actually physically being makdish this animal for the Mizbeach, but simply it was being mukdish to the Berek HaBayis. In that case, that's enough to ruin it. That's Chiddush number one that we learned from this case. Chiddush number two, V'shma mina ba'alei chayin or ba'alei mumin. Okay, depends how you want to read this. We'll read it like the Haggah here, ba'alei chayin ninchin. Number two, it tells you that, again, you can have such a thing where an animal is completely rejected forever. That's the way Rashi explains this. And finally, number three, Ushma mina dichoy meikaro have dichoy. We might have thought, says the Gemara, that you can repair your dichoy. Right? Once you're makdish that second half, once I purchase it from my business partner and remakdish it, one might have thought that that is an opportunity to repair what I've done by being makdish half of it. Says the Gemara, no, the third, Shma mina, the third thing that we learned from this case, is that it's irreparable. Once you've ruined it the first time, you cannot repair it by being makdish the second half. Okay, so those are our three chidushim of the day from what we had here in the Gemara.
It doesn't really seem like much of a chidush. Second, an animal can be rejected? No, an animal can be rejected. I don't really understand why that's a chidush, right?
Yeah, it's hard to know why it's that much different between that and the third chidush. That's what I find more of an issue. Okay. Fine. I mean, you can look to the Balei Mumin one if you want to explain it. But this is really what we get, the three. And you can look through Tosfos here. I mean, there's a reason why this Amud is so short. Okay. Amar Abaye. Now we get what I would consider one of the bizarre cases, because, again, it's very hard to establish exactly what's happening here. Hakol Modim, everybody agrees. Hecha de Amar, chetzya ola v'chetzya ma'aser. Divrei hakol ola kreva. Says Abaye, let's set some groundwork first. If someone says, this is half an ola and half a maaser, okay, so I have an animal in front of me, I say, this animal is half an ola, half a maaser. Now, presumably, okay, this is a machlokas in the Rishonim, we're not counting maaser right now. Right? We're not counting maaser, I just have a random animal, I'm not doing maaser behema, and I just say, this is half an ola, half a maaser, says, Abaye divri akol ola kreva. Everybody says the ola is going to be brought. Why? It's meaningless for me to say that this is a maser. It's very nice, but I can't make it a maser all of a sudden, just like I can't make it a bechor. Right? It's just realistically not one. Now, hecha de amar chetzya timura v'chetzya maser. Let's say you had another animal. You didn't have another animal in front of you. Okay? So you have no animals in front of you. You decide today is like your experimentation day. What can you possibly do to this poor animal? So you go to the animal and you say, you're half a tmura, half a maser. Both of those really are meaningless, right? You're doing a tmura on an animal that's non-existent, and you're making it maser from a herd of animals that's non-existent. So what will be the halacha in that case? Abaye feels the need for it to be one of the, you know, one of these things to take effect in some way. My, says the Gemara, what's it going to be? Tmura kreva shekeinu meges b'chala kachim? Should we say it's a tmura, since tmura really applies worldwide to all types of kachim? Or maybe, Odilma Master Kreva, Shekin Makdish Lefana Bulacharav, or maybe the maser, it should be brought as a maser, because we do see that the maser, you have the ability to miscount number 9, number 11, so maybe we should consider it a maser in this case. Again, I don't know why you need to consider it either one. And says the Gemara, teku, you know, we don't end up with any sort of strength.
What's compelling the Gemara to say, consider anything at all?
I don't know. Okay. That's what I said. I don't understand that.
There's no herd. There's no herd.
Perhaps there is no herd, but perhaps again in this case, and again there is another. There's an alternate reading of the Gemara amongst the Rishonim that says you are actually in the middle of counting in these cases, but it may be the right one, the not right one. But that's very hard to understand as well, because maybe then what's the Temura case going to be? You'd have to go through a whole long. Yes. So I was going to say, right, it's possible it's a knas. The other thing I was going to suggest was that the person thinks it has some sort of kedusha here and is planning on bringing it. How should we bring it? Or how should we have to redeem it? Meaning, can you actually still bring this? Would this maybe be dechuya or things like that? Those are the other things that are floating in my mind, but knas certainly works as well. I didn't see that, but quite possible. Okay.
But we heard it.
Exactly, we heard it. Oy vey. I missed this. Okay, says this. So anyways, at this point, so Abaye's case, it comes out that if you have chetzia temura, chetzia maser, we don't know what you're going to bring it as, and it may or may not have some sort of kedusha, knas, whatever it is. We don't know. Okay. Fine, so we finished the really bizarre cases of trying to put two kedushos onto one animal in some form. Now let's get on to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah, what we're going to learn from it is actually pretty straightforward. Says the Mishnah, if you say the following language, Hare zo tachas zo, timuras zo, chalifas zo. If you say this animal should be tachas zo, or you say it should be timuras zo, or you say it should be chalifas zo, says the Mishnah, Hare zo timura, all of these are languages of timura, and if you say that about one animal with another korban standing in front of it, you will make it a timura. However, zo mecholelas also, if you say this one is sort of like redeemed on this one, ein zo timura, that's not a language of timura. Okay, that's a language of chilul. We don't have that. V'imhaya hektish balmum. And in that case, you know what? If you said, so you had an animal, right? We have our sheep that we were going to bring as a korban. And you said, Hare zo mecholelas al zo. This one that is supposed to be a korban is mecholelas. And you were thinking maybe to make a tmura. If this one here that you were going to bring is actually a balmum, in fact, the kedusha transfers, right? Because you do redeem a balmum. If it has, right, if you have a korban that you're supposed to bring and it has a blemish, you can redeem that onto another animal. So you know what, if you use that language, even though I guess you might have been intending timura, I don't know whether otherwise what the chiddush would be, but even if you might have been intending a timura, it actually is mechulal, the actual chilul takes place from this animal which had a mum onto the other animal, and again, you'll deal with the money matters, you know, to fix that up, however they may be, depending on the worth of each of the animals. But at the end of the day, meaning the chilul takes place and not a tumura, if it were to be a balmum. Obviously, if it's not a balmum, you can't be mechalel the kedusha of a korban. That's what tumura is. So therefore, it won't have any effect if you do it in the case where it's not a balmum. V'im hayakdish balmum, yotze l'chulen, it will in fact go to chulen. V'tzarach laso stam, and as the Mishnah says, you'll need to, again, figure out the worth of each of these animals, a balmum animal versus a non-balmum animal. Okay. Pretty straightforward Mishnah, just a question of which language we use. Says the Gemara, Limreimra de tachas lishna de atfusihu? Are you telling me, says the Gemara, that the Mishnah is telling me that zo tachas zo is a language of Timura? Really, says the Gemara. For a minute, we have a stira. Kache bedeka bayis. In a case of kache bedeka bayis, amar chalifas zo timuras zo. If you said it's chalifas zo or timuras zo, okay, which are languages of timura, lo amar klum, it doesn't do anything. However, and again, you had an animal which was bedeka bayis, that you need to redeem for its money, right? That's the case of bedeka bayis, just to remind everybody again. I donate an animal to bedeka bayis. Now it's with Bedeka Bias. I want to get my animal back and pay the money to the Bedeka Bias. You have to redeem it. So if in that case you said, Khalifa Zo or Timura Zo, that's not the way you can redeem your animal back. Those words are meaningless. Why? Because they're language of Timura. Language of Timura does not work to redeem your animal back from Bedeka Bias for payment. However, what is this fly here? Tachas zo, if you said a language of tachas zo, which we had listed in the Mishnah as also a language of temura, micholeles, also, or if you said the language of, it should be michulal, Devarav Kayamim. This is just attacking me this morning. Right? You know what they always tell you when you're a kid in elementary school? Don't let the flies bother you. It's just the Yetzer Hara coming to disturb your shear. Okay. So, if you said language, however, says this, Mimra, that, or Tachazo, or Micholeles Alzo, Devarav Kayamim. In those cases, both of those languages work for you to redeem your Kachi Berek Abayas and pay for it. Says Gemara, "V'istalka da'itach lishna di'itfusei hu he." And if you're going to tell me that in this case it is a language of itfusei, meaning a language of Temura, that tachas in our Mishnah is a language of Temura, so maishna reisha, maishna seifa. Why is it that we say tachas works in this case as a language of chilul, right? Yet in the reisha we don't include it in the first part of this brisa, which is languages of Temura. What's going on? Dead. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Tachas Mishkachas Lishna Di'itfusi V'Lishna De'achuli. Says Abaye, Tachas works as both. Tachas can work as Lishna Di'itfusi, as a Temura type Lashon, and it can also work V'Lishna De'achuli as a Chilul type Lashon. Lishna De'atfusi, where do we see it can work as a Temura type Lashon, or a staying, a remaining Kedusha? Dichsiv V'im Tachdeha Ta'amod HaVaheres. When it comes to Taras, when something remains, we say it remains, we use the word ta'amod. Tachteha ta'amod, it stands under it. But tachteha, which is our lashon, is used for something that remains, which is akin to a temura, right, where the kedusha remains. De'achuli, right, and that was the case of de'itfusi, where we see it remains, de'achuli, but we also see a switch, de'siv, tachas anachoshes avizahav, where in exchange for... Bimkom, exactly, for exchange for the copper I will bring gold. V'helkach, and therefore says the Gemara Gav, v'kachri mizbeach de avdin temura lishna di itfusihu. Where, when it comes to kachri mizbeach, where temura is shayach, we're going to say it's a lashon of itfusi, where it does retain its original kedusha, and it's called a temura. Lashon itfusihu. Gav, v'kachri berek abayis. However, when it comes to kachri berek abayis, the low avdin temura, that there's no such thing as temura when it comes to kachri berek abayis, there we'll assume it is lishna di ichulihu. We'll assume that there you can use it as a way of being podeh, this animal from the Kachi Berek Abayis, from the Berek Abayis, and therefore we'll allow it in Berek Abayis, but not in our Mishnah. We'll still consider it a Lashon of Temura. Last questions?